Are the odd things you do actually odd? It's 99.70 JX. This segment's called Normal or Nope. We got a voice note, which, by the way, you can send us a voice note anytime, either on our text line, 502-795-1997, or at Ben and Kelly Show. We got one from Jake.
What's up, guys? My name is Jake. I just want to know, normal or nope? I sleep like down on the bed, so my feet hang off the end of the bed.
Okay.
My wife absolutely hates it because my face is like down by her rear end. I don't know. It's comfortable for me.
Okay, so he is all the way scooched down. His head is near her behind.
Rear end is what he said. Yeah.
Okay.
So he said, "Is that normal or nope to sleep half off the bed like that?" Or at
I've
least
never really heard of that.
So I will say that I do like to have my feet hang off the end of the bed.
You do?
Uh huh.
Okay. So do you also, because you're not a super tall guy?
Ooh.
I'm just saying, I'm pointing out, so do you have to scooch down too? A little
so,
bit?
So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying I do that every single night when I go to bed. But I will say that I, especially like in hotel beds, I will sleep with my feet hanging off the end. And I don't know. It's just something about like,
so for that to work, do you have to scooch the pillow down further down the mattress?
Yeah,
or are
so
you still right up against the headboard?
No. I, as you said, Kelly, I'm not an NBA size body.
I just said super tall.
Right.
I didn't say you weren't tall. I just said super tall.
Well, I'm not. I'm almost 5'10", so I'm
almost
not super tall.
5'10". Almost.
Yeah. I just rounded up to 5'10 because I basically am. So anyways, so I do. I have to scoot down where my head is not necessarily up by the headboard. And
so you're
it's down a little
this
bit.
A little normal then.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing.
I am kind of calling it a little normal.
See, I've never heard of it. So in my world, probably not so normal.
So if your husband or you discovered one of your kids like to sleep with their feet hanging off the end, you'd be like, what are you
well,
doing?
Well, my son kind of is naturally. Like, his are at the end of the mattress because it's a full-size mattress, and he's tall.
And he sleeps diagonal?
He sleeps straight, but and his pillow is kind of normally where it is, but his feet are almost dangling off the end.
Missy texts in and says, weirdos, nobody wants their feet to hang off the bed. Listen, Missy. Apparently,
right, because,
Jake and I do.
Because the monsters under the bed will get them, right?
Well, that's what what another texter said.
Yes, the monsters under the bed will eat them. Yeah, see, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I'm not giving those monsters any snacks.
All right, well, I'm saying that's normal, Jake. You're fine.
Okay, but the rest of us are because the monsters.
But I'm no. But I'm on your side.
Okay.
Bros before hoes.
But is your head like around your wife's midsection?
Yeah,
that would be a little odd if you're sleeping next to that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Has your wife ever said anything to you about it?
No.
Okay. She might today.
Maybe.
She might today. You know what? That is weird.
All right. We'll do one more. We got a message from a listener. My ex-boyfriend, I repeat, ex-boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Used to shower with our dog. We had one of those showers that's a sliding glass door to the floor, so we didn't have a bathtub, therefore didn't have anywhere to easily give our dog a bath. One day I walk into the bathroom and him and our dog are both in the shower showering. He explained that there was no easy way for him to do it without getting soaked, so he figured he was just going to get soaking wet. Might as well take a shower too. I thought that was so weird. Asked him never to do it again.
Oh.
But then we broke up and he kept the dog. So as far as I know, he might still be showering with the dog. P.S.
Probably
didn't
is.
Break up due to the dog showers, but it was a flag for me.
Okay. So, no, I tend to say if you don't have another way to wash the dog, that's not so weird to me. Like, I get it. Logistically speaking, it was easier.
Taking a shower with the dog?
Yes, because there's no way that you're going to be able to wash the dog without you getting soaked, like he said. So why not? Now, could he have put on swim trunks and made her feel better about it? Maybe.
Maybe,
but he's thinking kill two birds.
Exactly,
one stone.
Exactly. It's more efficient. And you know what? My brain is there with her ex-boyfriend too. I understand that. Yeah, I understand. So I would say it's your ex-boyfriend who is the normal one here.
I would also say at least he's given the dog a bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Interesting.
That's, yeah.
Well,
I don't fault him for that, but there are probably other faults, which is why he's an ex.
Right, right, exactly. So, all right. So for me, those are two normals. Jake, you sleeping with your feet off the end of the bed, normal. Ding, that's for me. And
I'm going to say not so normal on that one, but normal on the second one.
And then showering with your dog and taking a shower at the same time. Now, I'd say that's normal too.
There's a valid question just came in on the text line. For the first one, like, how do you share a blanket if one of yours head is down at the midsection? Does that make it a little more difficult for the blanket sharing? Or are we having separate blankets?
No, same blanket.
Okay.
You just make it work, Kelly.
Is your head covered?
No.
Okay. Again, I don't want to ask for photos of this. I don't think I need that. But in my head, I'm trying to work it out.
got another text from a listener. I have to sleep with my blanket tucked under my feet. I can't let the monsters get them. I'm 33,
yes,
by the way.
It's the monsters. Everybody knows about the monsters.
Monsters.
Everybody
under the
knows. Everybody
y'all
knows.
Y'all are weirdos. You guys are the not normal ones.
I still jump in and out of bed because of those monsters.
Okay. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.